I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. After weeks of radical Hindu attacks against Christians, the central government's taking action. It invoked Article 355 of the Constitution, saying they could dismiss state governments that don't end the violence. Gospel for Asia's KP Yohannan says it's taking its toll on outreach. She describes it as...
A running train came to a halt. We have some 300 churches, then a major Bible college, and hundreds of our pastors and missionaries are no more able to return to their mission field immediately because of threat on their life.
Next, the World Evangelical Alliance is concerned about a review of Australia's freedom of religion laws. The Australian Human Rights Commission launched a national survey to explore whether religious beliefs should influence policy in Australia. Believers are concerned that the review could eventually stifle them as they live as Christ in their societies. And yet another storm system is threatening Haiti. The people are still struggling to recover from three recent hurricanes and a deadly tropical storm. Northern Haiti's completely cut off, but For Haiti with Love has enough supplies for now. For Haiti's Eva DeHart says their ministry of living and sharing the hope of Christ is even more notable now.
People are coming to our gates saying that For Haiti with Love is the only one helping them. Our staff simply makes it very clear, and the people getting the food are praising God for the fact that they're getting it.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Book of Hope International is making available the DVD Commission. This inspiring DVD will introduce you to young lives transformed forever by the power of God's Word and how you can make a worldwide impact. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org to get yours. I'm Greg Yoder.